Two wildfires burning simultaneously in Utah on a Sunday in late June tells a story about climate, drought, and emergency management capacity that's becoming a grim annual pattern. The Iron Fire has exploded to 13,000 acres, forcing evacuations in Eureka, Utah, a town of roughly 10,000 people. And the Bonneville Fire, much smaller at 200 acres but far more consequential in terms of urban risk, has prompted shelter-in-place orders across the University of Utah campus in Salt Lake City. Governor Spencer Cox has declared a state of emergency.
The Bonneville Fire's proximity to the University of Utah is the part of this story that concentrates risk most acutely. Urban-adjacent wildfires in the western U.S. have been among the most destructive over the past decade, precisely because the interface between dense vegetation and built structures creates conditions where fires spread in ways that overwhelm standard suppression capacity. A fire on or near a major university campus, with thousands of students, faculty, and staff, plus dense residential neighborhoods nearby, is a high-consequence scenario even at 200 acres.
The FAA investigation into the Logan Airport close call between Delta and American Airlines jets is a different kind of infrastructure safety story, but an equally serious one. Delta pilots executed a go-around after air traffic control cleared an American Airlines jet for takeoff into their landing path. A go-around is the correct pilot response, and it worked. But the fact that the air traffic control clearance created a conflict that required pilot intervention is the concerning element. The FAA's investigation will focus on the communication sequence and whether there were systemic factors beyond individual controller error.
The screwworm outbreak story is one that deserves more attention because the public health and agricultural stakes are significant. New World screwworm, Cochleomaya hominivorax, is a parasitic fly whose larvae consume living tissue. It was eradicated from the United States through the sterile insect technique in 1966, and it's been spreading back north from Central America. The UN launching a $1 million IAEA FAO project to boost sterile fly production is the multilateral response, but $1 million is modest relative to the agricultural damage screwworm can cause. Livestock losses in affected areas can be severe, and the parasite can affect wildlife and, in rare cases, humans.
The pterosaur fossil finding, steroids in pterosaur remains for the first time, is a genuinely remarkable piece of paleontology. Organic molecules, and specifically steroid compounds, surviving in fossils from the Mesozoic era, challenges what we understood about the preservation limits of biological chemistry. These compounds are typically thought to degrade over the geological timescales involved. Finding them in a pterosaur fossil opens new possibilities for biochemical analysis of ancient organisms that could tell us about their physiology in ways that bone structure alone cannot.
And NASA sending the 2026 World Cup ball, the Adidas Trionda, to the International Space Station connects the summer's biggest sporting event to ongoing microgravity research. Astronauts aboard the ISS are recreating a 2019 experiment to study how ball balance affects movement in microgravity. The underlying science is about fluid dynamics and the behavior of spherical objects in zero gravity, with applications that extend into everything from sports equipment design to spacecraft component behavior. It's a genuine research project that happens to generate wonderful imagery and a news hook at a moment when World Cup fever is high.
The bipartisan bill to reclassify crawfish work to ease a visa crisis is one of those legislative stories that sounds niche, but reflects a real agricultural labor market problem. Crawfish harvesting and processing is labor-intensive, seasonal, and concentrated in Louisiana. The workforce has historically relied on specific visa categories, and reclassification would bring crawfish processing under a visa framework that provides more reliable labor access for an industry that's economically important to a specific region and culturally significant far beyond it.